Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. My name is Claire Turner and I'm an EFT practitioner, manifestation and mindset coach, the founder of Claire Turner EFT, the creator of 8 Weeks to Weight Loss and the From Doubt to Clout courses. Now, I am obsessed with helping women to overcome feelings of self-doubt and to grow into the awesome and empowered goddesses that they truly are. Now, if you are looking to tap into your divine right to success and abundance, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal within this podcast is to help you see your infinite potential, to tap into your personal power and be, do, and have whatever you dream of. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to have so much fun. Let's get going. Hello and welcome back to another fantastic interview with another amazing lady. Today I am very excited to have the Amazeballs Elizabeth Hack. Elizabeth's aim in life is to help others to raise the bar in their own lives and business to effectively serve their families and communities. Now, she predominantly works with small independent business owners who get stuck in overwhelm when it comes to marketing and growing their business. She does this by isolating the areas in which they can move the needle, resulting in improved profits, free time, and confidence in their business and personal life. And who doesn't want more of that? Now, coming from a background in health professional marketing, Elizabeth endeavors to serve communities by empowering business owners to take the strides needed in their business to put them on the map, and therefore reaching and improving the health and well-being of local communities across the globe. She's passionate about creating healthy, positive communities. And in addition to empowering business owners, she also runs an exercise to music dance class called, and I love this, Booty Shakers, empowering women to be confident in their own bodies. I am so thrilled she's kindly agreed to have a chat with me today to share more about her journey. So Elizabeth, hello, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Claire. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Ah, it was a pleasure. So, lovely. For people who don't know who you are, just tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get to where you are now?
Sure. I actually take us back on a journey to probably about 2014, which is when I left the UK to go over to Australia. I decided at that point, during that time, I was actually a qualified dog groomer and ran a dog grooming salon. Absolutely loved it. Still do it now and again, but that's bit of a past life for me now. I decided to take a break and go over to Australia, not knowing what I was going to do with my life. And as things tend to happen, it seems, in my world, I really landed on my feet and I ended up working in a company called Creative Fitness Marketing, which is a company that goes into independent gyms and helps them get more people into exercise. The aim is to target the non-active segment of the community. And all I did was move every single 6 weeks and do these big launches and big campaigns within gyms. And I used to help people get over that first initial hurdle of scared and nervousness of starting their exercise journey. And so I was that friendly face that encouraged them to come through the front door and get that journey started. I adored that role. It allowed me to travel Australia. I learned everything I know about marketing from that role, and I just adore it. I used to dress up as Wonder Woman, Supergirl.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it was so good. But the main thing is, I remember in my first week, I signed up 11 people in one day, and I didn't know that that was good. And my boss called me, and he was like, "This was fantastic. It means you've hit two types of targets and bonuses today, but most of all, you've just changed 11 people's lives today."
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, wow.
It gets you out there.
Yeah, and it was just so heart-driven. And that's what I really loved about working in that business, is that everyone won on every single level. Mm. The person that was coming through, the average Joe walking through that front door starting their exercise journey, they were really cared for by the people in front of them. We helped them realise that the exercises for life, the memberships were cheap as chips. They were just extortionate, actually. When I did this, so I did this all around Australia, New Zealand, England and Scotland.
Wow.
So for example, in the UK, you pay for 1 year's gym membership and get 2 years free. So like paying nothing to start your exercise journey. But I still stay in a lot of touch with people that I enrolled into the gym and that have really turned their lives around and changed their lives.
So oh, lovely.
It was during that time that I decided to get qualified in exercise to music. Because I've done a lot of dance in my background and I used to love going to classes. It was actually a dance class that really started my fitness journey personally when I was 18. So I just really loved it. I got qualified back then, but I didn't actually start my dance class until last year during the lockdown. Once I finished up with CFM, I decided to go back out to South Australia because that is where I call Adelaide home still. Yeah. And I decided to get a qualification to prove that I could do what I've been doing for the last 3.5 years for creative fitness marketing. So I went and studied and I did a business marketing diploma. And it was during this time that chiropractic found me. So
that always, right, everyone that I speak to who's involved with chiropractic is always chiropractic found me, never the other way around. It's so interesting.
I'm so grateful as well. So I was in a shopping mall, got chatting to a lady that was doing a screening there. I didn't know she was doing a screening. I just saw that she had a crazy little thing stand up there at one of the sound machines. And I just got chatting to her because I used to know how boring it could get when you're stood in a shopping mall and no one wants to talk to you. So I was just being friendly, actually. And she jumped me on the sound machine and I was 7 kilos heavier in one leg than the other. And she recommended that I started under chiropractic care, which I did. Saw huge benefits in my weight, in my stress management, and just overall well-being in life. I felt taller as well. I highly recommend it for anyone that's not yet under chiropractic care. But I also was very blessed because the chiropractic clinic that I ended up in was the chiropractic clinic of the president of the South Australian Chiropractic Association, Dr. Mario Stefano.
Oh.
So it was one of his associates that was looking after me. And within 2 weeks, they needed a new front desk person, a clinic associate, a CA. They asked me if I would be interested in the role. I jumped at it because I could see that this is another avenue to help people.
Mm.
And once they asked me to come to interview, which is where I met Mario. Once he found out about my marketing background, he was like, oh, result. Now got a new marketing manager at MCA. So then I started doing marketing campaigns for them using the techniques that I'd learned from CFM. And I got told off. I brought in too many new patients. I completely overwhelmed the clinic. And he was like, yeah, I think I'll let you go and do expos for some of my other friends that have got clinics locally. So yeah, it was a fantastic experience. So once my visa finished in Australia, I came back to the UK and it was through the president. So it's actually Melissa Sanford that connected me with Ryan Ryder. And that is how I ended up working with Ryan Ryder in DC Practice Growth. Throughout my 2 years with him, I've grown exponentially, spoken on stage. And the main thing is that I now work with 80 plus amazing chiropractors all across the globe, and all I do every single day is help them market and grow their businesses so that we can influence and help the communities around the globe to be healthier and happier. And even despite these times, we have managed to do that, and I adore my role. I love helping people every day. I just feel like my journey through life is to serve people, and I feel like I'm serving them at an even higher level now.
Fantastic, that's amazing, thank you Elizabeth. And in fact I will do a shameless plug for Ryan. You know, his DC Practice Growth is something that my other half has been involved with for a significant amount of time, and so I first met you, Elizabeth, probably a few years ago now when you joined Ryan, and it's just been fantastic the way everyone just gets stuck in that team, and everyone helps each other, and it's an amazing community, and we've seen firsthand the effects that can have on your practice growth and how you then serve your clients. So really, really key. So you mentioned with regards to your work with Ryan, I know you're currently the client success coach. So How did you first get in with Ryan, and how did you then move towards being the client success coach?
So it happened really naturally. All great leaders will see the genius within their team, which Ryan is fantastic at. But the main thing was, as soon as I took on the role and I started talking with the other Inner Circle members, which at the time when I first joined, there was only 40 of them, you guys being one of those. So the experience that I already had from marketing within the business was a real help when I was speaking to people when they were trying to move the needle within their own clinic, because I could really pinpoint where the pain points are to be able to do that, where the blockages can come from, how you can get team buy-in with that. So the coaching kind of came naturally. I was almost doing it prior to it being a thing within the business. When I first joined Ryan, there was only 3 team members and Ryan. And we just hiring our 9th team member now. So recently we've just hired a new operations manager, so that she's able to take part of the take care of all of the functionings of the business, so that it completely frees me up to be able to serve our clients at the higher level. So
I like the fact that you've just kind of moved naturally into coaching. So I think we were talking a bit before I pressed the record button for this interview. As an EFT coach, I started life calling myself an EFT practitioner, because Danny, my other half, was saying, oh, you know, you're coaching people. And I was adamant I wasn't coaching people, because I was like, who am I to be a coach? How do I even go about doing that? But actually it just comes naturally without you even realizing it. You start to listen to how you talk to people and the advice you give. You're like, I'm coaching you at the moment. So that's really, really interesting. Did you do anything just out of interest? Did you go on any courses with relation to the coaching?
It's really humorous, actually. Ryan and I were talking about this the other day. So he calls me a Ryan Ryder certified trained. The hours and hours of listening to the mighty Ryan Ryder definitely pays off. But prior to joining Ryan, I have always been very, very hot on personal development.
Yeah,
I have always listened to speakers. I'm always listening to development books on audio. So this is something that I feel like I've always been training for, not with any outcome, but just to personally better myself and my life, and then to be able to instill that into helping people better themselves, firstly within the gym world and now within the chiropractic world. So it just is something that flows if it's there in you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned earlier, when I mentioned it in the introduction, that this thing about moving the needle, can you tell us a little bit more how that works? Because I've got a visual of it, but can you explain it a little bit more?
Yeah, of course. So within all businesses, or even just within your personal life, there's always something that you know that you can be doing better. Some element where, although your needle is kind of 30% here, on for this one it's 70%, and it's the small incremental changes that you can make now that is going to help you move that needle in the direction that you need to go, so that you can grow either personally or your business can grow. It's quite funny how those two are quite symbiotic, actually.
Yeah, especially when you have your own business, it's very difficult to pull them apart. When I go and see my EFT coach, you know, it's like, oh, give me a personal win and a professional win. I'm like, they're exactly the same.
But that's when you know you're in the right place, right?
Yeah, exactly. When you love it that much, that's fantastic. So how have you found dealing with a lot of business owners, because you know there's quite a few chiropractic business, and they're usually quite small. Some of them are really big, like Hauser, which is Ryan Ryder's clinic, but a lot of them are quite small, with sort of fairly small teams. And I know from experience of my business and experience of our chiropractic clinic, overwhelm is generally a massive factor, particularly when you start getting coaching to take you from where you are now to where you want to be, and suddenly someone goes, awesome, here's what you need to do, and you're like, fuck. how do you cope with overwhelm, Elizabeth, and how do you help others to cope with it?
Oh yes, overwhelm is something that's very, very common when you come into coaching, and particularly when you come into Ryan's world, because he has so many tools and tricks to help you make your business be as successful as his are. But yes, actually coming from the smaller clinics myself, I understand that overwhelm. One main thing that I would say for myself when I'm trying to overcome overwhelm is firstly, ask for help when things are getting too much.
See, that in itself is so simple, and yet it's usually the one thing that's overlooked. You just try and do it all yourself. So if people listening, if you take nothing else away from this interview, ask for help. Sorry, love, carry on.
Right. And the other thing I'd say is just take time for yourself, because in those moments where you are just thinking about the 100 different jobs that you need to get done, which every single business, every single parent, every just person living their life has, if you can take the moment to just take a breath and take some time for yourself. I love walks personally. It used to be quite comical in the business. My announcement, I'm going for a walk. They know that I've reached my limit, and I'm off out for a nice little stroll around. I'll come back, and by that time I would have gone, okay, what is the one or two things that I need to do right now that's going to benefit either my life or my business? Because we can't do everything, and overwhelm, I love that Grant Cardone says overwhelm is, you reach overwhelm when you stop doing the actions that create winning. But what is the next task I can do that's going to feel like a win to me, even if it's a tiny small win? That's how you keep moving forward.
Yeah, love that. And I know you're going to share something a little bit later about a cunning way people can start to schedule their time and make sure they get all this good stuff done. Now, I know, Elizabeth, you've also been on quite a personal journey yourself with regards to, and I'm going to move into your sort of booty shakers realm now with your own sort of body confidence and where you've come from. Can you just share a bit more about that with us?
Of course, yeah. So I actually think it's a blessing that this happened to me in my life. When I was 18, well, I've always been a perfectionist, and overwhelm comes to perfectionism. And so I always had to have the top grades at school. I loved animals, so I went to an animal college, and rather than, I was an A-star student, and to be able to get on this course, you needed to have D's. And the level of teaching was so much lower than what I'd experienced throughout my whole school life that I ended up putting way much more pressure on myself to make sure that I get distinctions in this course, because if I don't, then what am I doing here, basically. That all came tumbling down on me when I ended up giving myself a breakdown. So I was crippled by depression, anxiety. I was even agoraphobic at one stage, which you would not think about these days, hey? How do I get out? It boiled down to the pressure that I've been putting on myself. During that journey, I was taken care of by coaches, by therapists, and put on antidepressants. The concoction of antidepressants, I gained a lot of weight, and I was actually size 16 to 18.
Wow.
It's some pretty impressive photos. I used to love showing my before and after photos to people that I was helping within the gyms.
Yeah.
Because stood in front of you now, I'm a size 8 to 10, depending on where I'm shopping.
And I'm well made.
It's very hard to sometimes, somebody tells you a journey or tells you that you should start on this exercise regime, and you go, oh, like, you've never had to try hard in your life. And it's like, oh, want to see a photo? I can really relate to people that go through any type of struggles, whether that's mentally or with their weight. And I'm really grateful that I did that, because it really helped me understand the pressures of that you can put on yourself, and how you need to address them sooner than later. Otherwise, you will get to a point where your brain says no.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, and that's probably why I've ended up dedicating my life to serving people.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting you mentioned the breakdown, because so many people who have started their journey, myself included, with a breakdown. When you're like, this is the worst, and this is the pits. But from that place, like you said, you can then, I think it's almost a, you've got to experience that to then be able to start your journey to be something better, and to be able to relate the difference and empathize with people who are going through something that you have been through.
Yeah, it definitely has given me a really big mental fortitude, a lot of strength. I think it helps you really understand that if somebody's mentioning that they're struggling, like that could be really serious, or that could just be they just need someone. But at the end of the day, it boils down to who can you help right now? And if you help somebody else, then you're going to help yourself as well. So, sorry, going back to the fitness.
Yes.
So during that time, I actually moved to Wales to work with dog trainers, and I went from not really leaving the house, struggling with eating, struggling with everything to cope with what I was going through, to moving every single day. I wouldn't recommend this, but I was doing probably 10 miles a day walking these dogs, which is where I'd say if anyone's on a fitness journey right now, the smallest thing you can do is just do something like 10 minute walk.
Yeah.
And if you can do one thing once, even if it's once a week, if that's more than what you've been doing, that's the start of your journey. Mm. And you're going to get there.
Yeah, I think that's really key. That's a really important thing you've just said, because so many people try and change everything all at once. The pain of where they are is so intense that they try and make all these different changes, and then it just ends up being unsustainable. So I think that's a really, really important point that you make, Elizabeth, just to take just one small action and start to implement, and then you can build on that.
And actually, wellness doesn't just come from exercise. Like, it could be as simple as trying to drink a bit more water in your day. If you currently only drink one glass of water, if you can change that to two glasses, the effect that has on your body is huge. And imagine, and even, or the other way is your small changes. Oh, when I sit in front of the TV tonight, instead of eating a whole chocolate bar, I eat half a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, or instead of four glasses of water, I have two. Like,
it was steady. I don't think I can get on board with that one.
But doing something for yourself, and I also, my partner's a PT, and we, one thing that we're very hot on in our household is never demonising any type of food. So although we look after our bodies and our health, if we want to order brownies, then we're going to get brownies. Yeah. If I want to have a glass of wine in the evening, then I will, because there is no point, I know personally for me, if I go, right, that's it, I'm not going to have a single piece of chocolate, I know what I'm going to be thinking about.
Yeah, exactly. yeah. And is this kind of where the inspiration for creating Booty Shakers came from?
So Booty Shakers came from my years in CFM and then getting that qualification. But then I got the qualification and didn't do anything until 3 years later in May 2020, when we had our huge lockdown here in the UK. So everybody stuck at home. I was really grateful, because I had some gym equipment that was like probably 80 years old. My stepfather is a hoarder. someone passed some gym equipment to him, and then it's been in his garage for an extra 20 years, and now suddenly I'm using it. Not everyone was that lucky. Yeah. And there were so many Zoom calls happening that I just thought, well, why don't we just do a dance class on Zoom? And I'll use the dance lessons that I already have, the routines that I already have, I'll put them together. We'll use it as an opportunity for everyone to catch up, feel good in the moment, feel connected in a time where we all felt very disconnected. And it just really has rocked. I just love it. So I don't even charge for the class at the moment. It's literally just purely, let's feel good, let's get together, and let's get through this time. Yeah. Which, when I started it in May last year, I didn't think that in March, the year after, we still do it virtually.
There's a whole rabbit hole waiting for us there, Elizabeth.
Yeah. But thanks to it being going on this long, it's meant that I've had to invest in like proper audio mixers to make sure that the music's in sync, proper headset to make sure that my audio and the music is aligned. But oh, it is such good fun. I work with the people that come to with it. They give me requests, like my mum requested Love Shack for Valentine's, so I created a dance to Love Shack. They're very, very simple dances. You know, my mum comes to these, she's not a dancer, and if she can do it, anyone can do it. And she's actually brilliant now. You should see her booty shake. Absolute rock star. And yeah, I just had more and more people come through, and like it's Mother's Day on Sunday, so I'm going to do a Mother's Day themed.
I'm really glad you said that. I'm going to make a note of that.
Mother's Day on Sunday. Bit like Black Eyed Peas. Hey, Mama.
Oh yeah, I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. So how where can people go to join this? Do you have a link for it?
I do. So I've got a Facebook group. I've called it Elite Body Confidence because my aim of my fitness is just to give yourself a bit more body confidence. The aim of the classes is just to have a bit of fun. We do such stupid poses halfway through the dance. Like, you are not meant to come on this and take the dancing seriously. You're not meant to understand every step, even though I keep them very simple. Yeah. As long as you keep moving, as long as you're smiling, that's a winner. Yeah. 45 minutes on a Sunday morning. It's been the excuse to get a few family members out of bed and to move your body, feel good for 45 minutes, and then you end up having a much more productive day.
Yeah.
So Facebook, Elite Body Confidence.
Awesome. And I will put, as with all, as every time, with all the links, they will be in the comments section as well. That's brilliant. So it runs on a Sunday, yeah?
It's on a Sunday, yeah. And it's, you know, I'm just doing this as a supplement to my week. But I'm looking forward to it growing so that I can serve more people and just put smiles on people's faces while we dance and have good fun.
I love it. Brilliant. So we've talked quite a lot about your really interesting journey as to where you are now and the people you've met along the way. Has there been any one person who's really sort of, and I might ban you from saying Ryan, but is there any one person who's been a real role model for you and really sort of helped to shape your success? Maybe someone at the very beginning or someone a bit later into your journey?
Yes, I do. My partner Kieran, he was with me from day dot. We actually went to school together. So we went to college together when I had the breakdown too. And it was actually him that we weren't romantically involved at this stage at all. We were just very good friends. We've been friends over 18 years, which is a very nice foundation for a relationship. But he was the reason why I'd be able to get on the bus and go to college, because he's got this way about him. And with anyone that works with him, because he's a personal trainer, he's a very successful, sought-after personal trainer as well. He just makes anyone that comes into his world just feel respected, and there's no judgment. And he's gone on a massive fitness journey himself. Whilst he was at school, he won't mind me saying, he was a bit of a larger lad. And he's really looked after his own nutrition and exercise regime. He's a strongman. He does strongman competitions.
Okay.
Yeah, so very different types of training than I do. I love the cardio, I love the dancing.
Yeah.
He loves his weights. And his like resilience, his like commitment to just helping anyone through anything in life. And in fact, the fact that he doesn't feel... The other day we had a lovely conversation and I said, you know that you're like a really good friend to multiple people. Like, not many people speak to this many people regularly and know all the ins and outs of what's going on in their life and have that support for them, right? And he's like, what? He doesn't even notice that how incredible he is. So he's definitely my biggest role model in life. Nice. They normally say behind every good man is a great woman, but for me it's behind this great woman is a even better fantastic man.
I love that. I love that. And in relation to your personal growth journey, I know you've mentioned a few books before. Is there one particular book, and this is something I always ask my guests, because I make a note of it and then I go read them. Is there one book that you could recommend, and what would it be and why?
Oh, my most latest book that I am adoring it's called Indistractable: How to Control Your Attention and Choose Your Life.
Nice.
And it comes from the same author that from the book called Hooked, and it's all about how marketers use those pings on your phone to distract you, to get you to use their applications. And in this book, he unwinds it the opposite way so that you can take back the ownership of your life and really hone in on the skills where something, well, my biggest takeaway is about time boxing your schedule so that when you're in one moment, you're not distracted by another. For example, he tells the story about he asked his daughter what she wanted to be as a superhero when she grows up. Just as she was about to answer, he saw an email come up on his phone, and he now doesn't know what his daughter wants to be as a if she was a superhero when she grew up.
Yeah.
And it's those moments that chip away at your own self-worth, and you know, family members notice if you ask them a question and then you're actually looking at your phone. So it's about, ultimately I believe that this book helps you build a better connection and gives you better focus in your life so that you can move the needle in the correct direction in
everything. Nice. I love it all. I love it the way it all sort of comes together. So Elizabeth, what are your plans for the rest of the year? I mean, I know you've mentioned booty shakers, but what else is on the cards for Elizabeth Hack?
Well,
buckle up there.
We are excited about getting out of lockdown. DC Practice Growth is expanding. We are going to be heading over to America. We were meant to be doing this in 2020. So my biggest aim for what's coming up is to be able to speak on more stages across the globe, to be able to serve more people to in this wonderful industry that we're in. I also would love to finish renovating my house. Apologies for the lovely background I have at the moment, hiding my boxes, because I've only just moved into my new home with my partner. And I would really love to see a more active community in booty shakers, just moving their bodies, feeling better about themselves, and really seeing where that community support can go and grow.
Yeah, awesome stuff. And with that being said, where can people go to find out a bit more about you?
Well, I've been asked to speak a lot more on these podcasts, and within the last few weeks, I'm the proud owner of elizabethhack.co.uk.
Woohoo!
thank you. Elizabethhack.com is an artist, that is not me. I'm not great at painting. But yes, so I'm going to be putting more of my blogs, my articles, the newsletter articles that I write every month for DC Practice Growth. I'm going to be reworking as blogs so that I can support any type of business owners or if you any personal growth on that platform as well.
Nice, love it. And like I said before, the links for that will be in the comments again. So Elizabeth, I'd like to end all these interviews with something that the speaker can just some advice or a little exercise or something that people can take away or do right now that's going to help them in some way. I think we've already kind of alluded to it, but tell us a bit more about what it is you'd like to share.
So the main thing I'd like to share today is firstly a quote by Jim Rohn is every day stand guard at the door of your mind. Make sure that you're listening, be careful of who you're listening to, but also stand guard to your own time. So I've got this whiteboard. It's got the days of the week on there. I use different coloured pens, and I use the methodology from Indistractable, which I used to use before I listened to the book, but now I've listened to the book, I've gone fully into it. I've always found the biggest impacts I've ever made in my life is when I follow this strategy, and I used to do it almost naturally, so now I know about it, so it's really exciting, so I can talk about why it works as well. So it's a method called time boxing. So this is where you choose what's going to be happening in your week based on your own personal values. So for me, exercise is one. So exercise is green. And I, at the start of the week, I know that on a Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Friday morning, I train. And on Sunday, I do my booty shakers. So that goes in my diary first and foremost. And if for any reason that needs to be moved from that time, it gets moved, never erased. Mm. Never ever. If it's your value, you need to make that time, which is what this time boxing is about. Mm-hmm. Even if you're a mother with a young child, the 10 minutes in the nap, you could do 10 minutes of skipping, and that could be your dedicated time box schedule for something for yourself. Second to that is blue, which is family. This is to, you know, something needs to happen within the household that's important to you. Make sure that that's in your calendar. I also have black, which is work. So I know when my meetings are happening, at what stages. I know that I can communicate this to my family. So between this time and this time, I'm going to be completely unavailable. If you can be in a dedicate areas to where you're going to be working. I know it's not always the way in lockdown. I was also that one that was working at the end of my bed.
off the ironing board, like someone else that I know.
So scheduled in those dedicated work zones, and then purple is personal development. So whether that's listening to an audiobook or a bit of meditation, whatever you need in your own life, because if you can schedule your time around your values, then everything flows.
Yeah.
And if you leave your schedule blank, someone's going to fill it.
Oh yeah. So that's great. So do you recommend having it on like a whiteboard like you've done, or will a piece of paper do? Or
it really doesn't matter, as long as you've written it down somewhere that you can visually see it. The main thing about this is it also empowers you that you're able to say no when something comes up and it doesn't fit in your values, or it's not going to fit in a time box on that day. Rather than stress yourself out and try and fit it in, squeeze it in between this, that, sorry, but no, my next availability is next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is just as powerful and important than it is to just say yes to everyone and everything and then be overwhelmed and burnt out. And then you, who are you able to serve if you're in that state?
Exactly.
Plus, if you focus your week on your values, then you've worked on filling up your own cup. And if you've got a full cup or an overflowing cup, then you can then serve more people. Whereas if you're trying to serve from an empty cup, you're not doing much help for anyone.
Yeah, so important. And yeah, I love that idea of the time boxing, and particularly the different colours, because that appeals to the you know, the arty side of your brain. And yeah, love that. I will definitely be trying that. And it's Indistractable.
How to control your attention and choose your life.
I won't ask you to tell me who the author is because I know it's unpronounceable.
Near, and I will spell the surname for you. It's E-Y-A-L.
Brilliant, thank you. Oh, Elizabeth, it's been so much fun chatting with you. Thank you for giving me some of your time in which to share this. I really hope I was in your time boxed schedule.
You were indeed. Thank you very much, Claire, and thank you for all of the serving that you do for your community.
Yes, very nice. Yeah, that's you're welcome.
Community, you're welcome.
You're being very British now. Thank you. Oh, it's been so much fun, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. I will pop the links to your website and the Facebook in the comments, and hopefully see you again very, very soon. Look after yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me in a review so I can keep the awesome stuff coming your way. And if you aren't already following me on social media, come and soak up the extra inspiration by following me on facebook.com/ClaireTurnerEFT or visiting my website at ClaireTurnerEFT.com. Now, just so you're aware, I'm very greedy. Claire has everything in it, C-L-A-I-R-E. I appreciate you so much, and I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. In the meantime, be awesome.